Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Kevin McCarthy says he will not run again for Speaker of the House. He was given the boot yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. It is the first time in U.S. history that the second in presidential succession has been removed. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until the House holds a Speaker election next week. Authorities in Charm City say five people were shot last night with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at Morgan State University in Baltimore. A suspect or suspects remain at large. Amani Jackson witnessed the event and tells her story to WBAL-TV.
We're at the coronation. That's basically when you celebrate our Mr. and Mrs. Morgan State. And it was the first time being introduced to campus. And then we were all there to celebrate them. And then walking out, that's when we saw everything going on. And we were going back and forth trying to figure out which door we wanted to go through.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded not guilty to federal gun charges in Delaware. Biden faces three felony firearms charges, including lying on a gun application. The charges come after a prior deal that allowed Hunter Biden to enter a diversion program fell apart when questioned by a federal judge. Hunter's attorneys have called the charges illegitimate. The Federal Communications Commission is issuing its first ever fine for space debris after television provider Dish Network failed to properly dispose of a broadcast communications satellite. Dish agreed to pay the $150,000 fine. The FCC said they will be cracking down on violators as satellite operations become more prevalent and the space economy continues to grow. Asteroid 2008 QY at 2,200 feet in diameter safely passed Earth yesterday at a distance of 3.7 million miles. Something that big would have ruined our day if Earth was in its path. USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The man accused of murdering rapper Tupac Shakur is expected to be arraigned in Las Vegas today. That's when a trial date will probably be set for Dwayne Davis. Metro Police in Southern Nevada say Shakur was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in 1996, which eventually led to Davis getting a gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection east of the Las Vegas Strip. After 27 years, Davis was arrested at his home in Henderson, Nevada. That's a suburb of Las Vegas. That took place last Friday. He's charged with murder and use of a deadly weapon. The Biden administration is sanctioning more than two dozen Chinese nationals and companies that have ties to fentanyl production. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the global supply chain, which ends with the deaths of Americans, often starts with chemical companies in China. The Justice Department also unsealed indictments charging eight China-based companies and 12 of their employees with crimes related to fentanyl and methamphetamine production. Florida has executed a man who killed two women he met at beach bars. Michael Zack III died by lethal injection last night. He was convicted of killing Laurie Rosillo and Ravone Smith during a crime spree in Florida in the summer of 1996. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us sharing a party. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine, is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about the targeted takedown indictment of Donald Trump. No doubt a deep state revenge tactic. Donald Trump went after them, and what we're realizing now is the deep state has become and probably has been the fourth branch of government for a long time. Alex Newman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Be here. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, Alex, is that a fair statement that the deep state has become the fourth branch of government?
You know, I don't even know if I would use the word become, because this has been going on, unfortunately, for a very long time. The difference is Donald Trump forced them to reveal themselves because he was just unstoppable. And they got to the point where they just kind of came out of the closet. They didn't care anymore who saw it. And that brings us to today, where they don't care if we know that they're stealing elections. They don't care if we know that the Department of Justice is a clown car persecuting political enemies of the regime. They just don't care anymore. Right. So they really have revealed themselves as I would almost call it the shadow government, or as I say in the subtitle of my book, the invisible government behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Alex, they have gotten control of the media, social media, certainly. It is quite the cabal. Mainstream media, they've got it all under their thumb, including the Justice Department, whether we're talking about the FBI, the IRS, all the three-letter agencies. It seems to be falling under the purview of the deep state.
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, it's gotten more and more extreme, the control of these institutions. Again, it's been, you know, they've been quietly accumulating power for a long time. If you look, for example, at efforts to take over the media, these began at least 100 years ago when a cabal of insiders said, hey, you know, how do we get control, generally speaking? You know, they're not going to control every little town newspaper, but they thought, how do we get control of the general move in the media? And they figured out they could just buy a few dozen of the top newspapers, and that would trickle down to every local yokel newspaper. You know, that's where they're going to be taking their cues from, the New York Times, the Washington Compost. Then the internet comes along and kind of disrupts that. And so in comes IncuTel, right, the investment arm of the intelligence community, to start propping up these tech companies like Google, like Facebook, make sure that they become dominant players. And, you know, when I was in journalism school, Bill, I can't tell you how many times our professors told us, you are the gatekeepers. You're going to determine what the American people say. Like, man, you guys are like 10 years behind. You haven't heard of this thing called internet? You people are not gatekeepers of anything anymore. And so then they came back around with Google, with Facebook, with Twitter, with, you know, all the big tech companies to try to regain that position of gatekeeper so that information would not flow freely. And there was a brief period of maybe a few years where we really did have this incredible flow of information. It caused millions of people to wake up, and now they're trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Well, I would say also, Alex, what contributed to this was consolidation. You know, I was in the broadcasting industry, so I saw radio and TV stations being bought up, where before you could not own but a couple of entities, plus a newspaper. The FCC outlines were pretty restrictive. But when consolidation came around, ironically enough, what it was, why it was introduced was so that it would promote minority involvement and minority ownership of broadcast entities. But, you know, like everything that has to do with the government, you always get these unintended consequences, and it isn't even close to that. I mean, you may had a few minority stockholders involved in broadcasting, but by and large, broadcasting entities, radio and TV, are handled by, you know, maybe two handfuls of entities anymore.
Yep. And that's really disturbing. When you start looking at the ownership structure of the media, and it's actually not just the media. If you look at the international business architecture, and in fact, there was a study published on this in 2011 in the Swiss journal PLOS1, what you find is that all these companies that look like they're independent, they're competing, the control of these all flows back to this tiny core. And that is very much true in the news media and also in the entertainment industry. You have this tiny group of companies with interlocking boards where you have entities like BlackRock owning huge stakes in these companies, where this tiny little group of people basically has control over the editorial policy of news that reaches 95%+ of the American people.
Yeah, between BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the holy trinity of corporate America, I mean, they swing a big stick and they have a lot of influence, and they're in the newsrooms of America today, you know, controlling, you know, basically what it's come down to, sadly, because you as a professional journalist, and my background was initially started out in broadcast journalism. I grew up old school, Alex. I mean, it was like, okay, you're going to pursue the truth. There's going to be objective reporting and investigations and that sort of thing. But now that's gone by the wayside. And as you know, today, you probably have predominant number of journalists that have graduated from, my understanding is like 39 they're all from the woke crowd, right?
Unfortunately, yes. You know, I look back, I was at one of the top journalism schools in the world, actually. It's considered one of the top 10 in the entire world for journalism. And I can count on one hand the number of non-liberals I knew there. As far as the faculty, the professors, there were zero. I actually walked into a business writing class one time. I couldn't believe it. And the professor introduced himself and said, "Hey, I'm Professor So-and-so. And by the way, I'm a Marxist." Like, what in the heck does that have to do with, you know, business writing? And why
exactly.
The business field? So really, even back then, and that was 12 years ago now, it was absolutely dominated by liberals, not just the faculty, but the student population. And as they get out into the real world, even if there were any conservatives who slipped through the cracks, they very quickly figured out, hey, if you want to work in this industry, if you want to work for one of the companies that's owned by, you know, the machine, by the deep state, if you will, you're going to toe the liberal party line. You're never going to call Donald Trump's lawyers and give them you know, prominent space for a quotation. You're just going to parrot what the establishment is telling you to do. And that's kind of like an unspoken rule that virtually every journalist in virtually every major newsroom understands.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, between the peer pressure, if you're in school and you got a professor comes in and says, "I'm a Marxist," well, he's just told you what you need to say and how you need to respond to anything you write and present to him that it better be in the Marxist language, or that, A, you can say goodbye to that, right?
That's right. And this is true across the board. You know, we had a history class. We had to take a few, you know, elective courses and other stuff. We took a history course, and all we learned about in American history was the civil rights movement and feminism. And the teacher was totally clueless. I mean, factual errors just spewing out of her mouth. You know, she gave us the wrong definition of the 17th Amendment. She totally mischaracterized what it was. I forget what she said it was. But I raised my hand and I politely said, "No, actually the 17th Amendment, that was the direct election of senators." And she, you know, you could see the smoke coming out of her ears, and she sends me out of class. I'm just trying to correct the factual record here so these kids don't go out and repeat that stupid thing in the front page of a newspaper. But
well, exactly.
That's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, God forbid, you know, you shall remain ignorant. You shall stay ignorant because I've said so, and how dare you question me? I know my son went through the same thing when he was in school as well. And, of course, it was difficult for me because, you know, I grew up in a time when you know, you could challenge the professor, and it was welcomed, and it really brought a level of debate that enlarged the intelligence of the people in the classroom.
Yep. And you know, that is historically what academia, what university was meant to be. And if you look at the history of the universities, these were almost every single one on the planet, at least the respectable ones that have some history, were founded by Christians for Christian purposes. And the purpose was to discover truth and to figure out how to propagate truth. And the assumption was that there is truth, right?
Yes, exactly.
And it's gone all totally by the wayside. Now we're having a debate on whether there is truth and whether men should go into women's bathrooms. You know, academia, unfortunately, has been totally hijacked by the deep state, by the Marxists, by the cultural Marxists. And, you know, we see the fruit of that in these young people graduating from our university. They don't know the first thing about business. They don't know the first thing about creating a sentence. It's all baloney.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Wait on the other side, on the darkest side. Don't ever lose.
return to first principles if we're going to get this country back on track. And mind you, a huge majority of Americans agree that this country is on the wrong track. Well, let's go back to the basics and let's make sure we're anchored in the truth, because that would go a long way to getting and righting the ship, right?
No question about it. There's no question about it. And I agree with you, Bill. If we don't go back to these basic truths that have underpinned Western civilization, that underpinned the formation of our own country, there's absolutely no way to restore all the other things that went along with that. Individual liberty, prosperity, security, economic well-being. All that stuff is going to go by the wayside. All of that was really the fruit of a society, a civilization, a culture based on fundamental truths. And the most fundamental truths is what Thomas Jefferson explained it well in the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and of nature's God.
Exactly.
That's what we have to get back to.
Amen. Well, we're talking with Alex Newman, the CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine. All the institutions that make up our society have been compromised, Alex. And I believe, I have faith in the American people. I want to have faith in the American people. 340 million people, the cumulative intelligence of all of us. We can figure this out. And this is where it requires we, the people, to come together. And I think this is where the deep state and the government is a little bit nervous, because they can't control 340 million people. There's just not enough encampments. There's not enough drugs. There's just not enough military force to cause us to comply. But, if we're going to get our hands back on this government, then we need to be focused on those first principles that you talk about, and it will go a long way, because the fact of the matter is that this great American idea has been hijacked. I don't know how to put it in any other terms, Alex.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, in tandem with that, what we see is this effort to create and inflame divisions where there were none, where there may have been a small division. They want to drive a wedge in there to make it even bigger. And so they want to turn people against each other based on their skin color, right? They want to turn people against each other based on their gender. So they tell women, oh, you're being oppressed by your husbands. You're being oppressed by men. You're not earning. They want to tell, everybody that their enemy is their fellow American, right? So the Democrat across the street with a Joe Biden, it's the Republican because he likes Donald Trump. Really, the enemy is a tiny little core of evil megalomaniacs. And, as long as they keep us divided, Jesus Christ explained it very well. He said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. He also said in one section, it will be laid waste. And we are moving very rapidly in that direction. As long as we continue thinking that our enemy is our fellow American,
right,
rather than the people who are actually trying to foment the division, who are trying to get us at each other's throat, there's no way to get back to sanity. And that does begin with accepting certain basic principles. And some of those are enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. God created us all equally, right? We're not going to do this equity stuff where if you have the wrong skin color, you can't get into a university, you can't get a job, you can't get a promotion. If you're the wrong gender, you can't serve on a board of directors. We've got to get back to the first principles, to the basic principles, and those unite us.
Exactly.
And those historically have united Americans.
And those are the things that embolden America, that truly make them happy, that they're able to go out and respond to their God-given mandate to go forth, be fruitful, and multiply, and all that that represents, right?
No question about it, right? And and I think we, unfortunately, we're several generations deep now into the government indoctrination of children. So your average young American today doesn't even know those words in the Declaration of Independence. They, under the guise of separation of churches, you can look at some of the public school textbooks. They won't even quote the beginning words of the Declaration of Independence. Say, oh, well, it mentions God, so we can't teach the children that. Total lie, total baloney. So we do need a massive educational campaign, especially aimed at younger Americans. The millennials are lost. I'm a millennial. It's terribly embarrassing. But we need to teach the things that older generations of Americans learned to the younger generations, because they have not even heard it. And now we have an added complication that these younger people have been conditioned, almost like Pavlov's dogs.
Yes,
they hear
exactly
certain trigger words, and instead of salivating, they start shouting, racist, whatever it is. And they're not thinking about this. It's not that they came to a rational conclusion. It's just a trained, conditioned response. So we have to find a way to bypass that and show them, hey, these principles are valuable, they're true, and they work very, very well and produce very good fruit.
Well, we need to remind everybody, Alex, in terms of first principles, is that there was a specific infrastructure that our founding fathers tapped into. And that was a God-given, a God-enlightened infrastructure that was undeniable, which goes back to, I believe, the conversation that God had with Cain when he said, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, there is a lot packed in that short sentence, and it screams out to us in the millennium. If we do right, if we're true, and we're in harmony with the infrastructure that Almighty God, the creator of the universe, had assigned and put together, if we follow his laws, his rules, it'll go well for us. I mean, look at the founding of this country, how we were able to take on the number one fighting force in the land at the time with pitchforks and farmers who didn't know about fighting wars and going out and taking on such a military force as the British. I mean, even our first president, who was really our first commander in chief, who said, but by divine providence, you know, the colonies wouldn't have been able to hold together. This great American idea would have been aborted in its tracks.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, that is articulated so clearly in the Declaration of Independence. You know, they explain we're going to appeal to the supreme judge of the world. They're not appealing to their weapons or to their superior military commanders. And I love what you said about, you know, going back really to the beginning. I'd go back even further. You know, I say we need to start these kids on Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created. And you can't understand reality properly unless you understand that in the beginning, God created, that he created space, he created time, he created matter, he created human beings. And then you fast forward, and the history that led us to the American founding is so important, and it's been almost completely washed away, right? How many young people today know about the Magna Carta? Right? Exactly. The Magna Carta is fundamental to understanding where the American Republic came from. How many people know about the English Civil War in the early to mid 1600s when they finally settled this debate, you know, is the king the law, or does the king also have to follow the law? Is the law the king? And, of course, they ended up beheading King Charles, which, you know, there's a valuable lesson to learn. The Founding Fathers had that in their mind. No, you cannot just rule as God. That's why they created a republic. Everyone must be subject to the law. The law says thou shalt not murder. So it doesn't matter if you're the king or a peon, you cannot go around and kill. That's going to be enshrined in our fundamental principles underpinning our government. And even if you can get a majority of 95%, you still can't murder me. You still can't shut down my newspaper. You still can't burn down my church.
Exactly. But here we are, in a sense, defying gravity, Alex. I often say is that, you know, these are one of those, you know, inalienable laws that are right there. I mean, the law of gravity, but yet people still want to defy it at their own expense. And there is so much of the infrastructure that God has established that is just like gravity that we're kicking at the goads and fighting. But like you said, if you're not willing to go back and even take the opening verse of Genesis, in the beginning, God, not in the beginning, Joe Biden or Barack Obama or any other political figure, God Almighty himself. And this whole idea that there should be a separation of church and state and what they meant by that, the founding fathers knew that a country without God was going to be death, that it could not sustain itself. And we've lost that along the way because there were these interests that came in, and I say they probably came in during the time of Darwin, because Darwin brought, you know, in a sense, a spiritual pandemic into the body politic, into taking God out of the body politic. And then we get back to the book of Judges so that people can see things according to their own eyes and do as they darn well please. Well, how has that been working for you?
Yeah, and I think people are going to find out in very short order here that it is going to work even worse than it's working right now as we continue down this path. What you just said is so important for people to understand, Bill. You know, when you have a system where truth is relative, where morality is up to every individual to determine, and we don't have God and truth as an anchor, what ends up happening is catastrophe. Every time, everywhere, always.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
USA News Update. Kevin McCarthy says he will not run again for Speaker of the House. He was given the boot yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. It is the first time in U.S. history that the second in presidential succession has been removed. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until the House holds his Speaker election next week. Authorities in Charm City say five people were shot last night with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at Morgan State University in Baltimore. A suspect or suspects remain at large. Amani Jackson witnessed the event and tells her story to WBAL-TV.
We're at the coronation. That's basically when you celebrate our Mr. and Mrs. Morgan State. And it was the first time being introduced to campus. And then we were all there to celebrate them. And then walking out, that's when we saw everything going on. And we were going back and forth trying to figure out which door we wanted to go through.
Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Well, you know, we've been on a slippery slide. We have forgotten Imago Deo, made in God's image, and how sacred each life is. And we have become a nation of murderers, frankly. And it is, you know, I think that if you look back historically, there is no nation who has killed its children that was not judged.
Yep. And you know, the Bible says that the blood of the innocent cries out to God for justice. And I can't even begin to imagine what the blood of 65 million innocent
exactly.
babies sounds like. And at this point, I would not be surprised at all if the United States were to be vaporized tomorrow. You know, the only thing we have going for us is that there's still a few righteous people around, you know, made righteous through Christ. Because, you know, otherwise this nation, and it's not even just the slaughter of babies, as if that were just a small thing. The United States is exporting this stuff. I mean, the
exactly.
Biden administration right now is bullying governments around the world to legalize the killing of unborn babies, to invent so-called homosexual marriages. We're exporting pornography to every corner of the globe. Whereas once we sent missionaries and Bibles all over the world, today we send pornography, filth, and ambassadors to go pester you about legalizing the killing of babies. This cannot continue, and it will not continue much longer.
Well, and also, let's not forget, with our open borders, we're promoting this deviancy of human trafficking of young kids. I know when we first you know, started hearing reports on it, most people, Alex, thought, oh, it's adults. But, you know, we can be thankful for that movie, Sound of Freedom, that is opening up the eyes of America's citizens that are saying, no, we're not talking adults. We're talking 7, 8-year-old and younger and in that range that are being brought into this country to be used as sexual objects, to be abused. As, you know, one trafficker said that, you know, if you sell drugs, you sell it once. But a child, you can sell five times a day, right? 5-10 times a day.
Yeah, it's so horrific. And, you know, are we really surprised when a society thinks it's okay to slaughter unborn babies? Are we really surprised to see horrors like this taking place? There's no value on human life. Many of us have stopped recognizing that every human being is created in the image of God. And immorality now is just running rampant. And, you know, we see the consequences of that, and it's going to get worse.
Well, and as you also say that, you know, our kids are not, you know, are not being taught anymore. It's more like they're being groomed and of all things by public educators. This is just absolutely mind blowing to me, Alex.
It is. And grooming is really the appropriate word to use here. I mean, I've talked to a lot of experts on this very issue. And what they say is, you know, what groomers do, what perverts do who want to groom children for sexual activity, they start by desensitizing them. They give them these words. They give them these images so that it's not shocking to the conscience anymore. That's how it begins. And then from there, you ease them in little by little. It's exactly what Planned Parenthood is doing. It's exactly what the United Nations is recommending be done to children all over the world now. These people need to be held accountable. This is monstrous on a massive scale.
Well, and I was amazed here recently. There was an interview. I believe she was a psychologist, Alex. I don't know if you saw this or not. But she was talking about how being involved in, you know, some sort of sexual involvement with adult, that the participation of it, how good it felt. And she was romanticizing this whole idea and not even considering for a moment what it was doing in terms of stealing the innocence of that young child.
Yep. And, you know, that's what happens when you're handed over to a reprobate mind is, you know, the child becomes insignificant to you. The morals of the thing become insignificant. And, you know, this really is in line with human nature. Mm-hmm. And the Bible teaches that mankind is desperately wicked. Our hearts are dark.
Right.
And it's only through God, through Christ, that we can be made right. And so it's human nature to do wickedness. It doesn't mean we'll do the absolute most horrible things we could possibly do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when that's unrestrained by morality, when that's unrestrained by a church, and then when that's unrestrained by a government, or worse, when, like today, when that's encouraged by a government,
exactly,
it's just wickedness runs rampant. And children are murdered, children are groomed, children are abused. And, you know, what could be more horrific than doing that to a child?
Well, you're exactly right, Alex, what we've, you know, denigrated ourselves to. And it's just, it's shocking. And I keep praying and asking God, what are the words to say that will hold people accountable, that will stop them in their tracks, to give them a moment of sobriety to where they're able to see the truth and the perniciousness of this kind of behavior and what it's doing. I mean, here we are, you know, the damage that we're doing to kids with, you know, puberty blockers and, you know, sexual confusion, talking about sex. I mean, like, you know, the recurring theme in the Song of Solomon, don't wake up love before it's time. And here we are, we're waking it up and introducing it to kids that are not mature enough to understand what all the sexual experience involves. And we're destroying their lives and their innocence along the way. For what?
It does, Bill. It really does. And the government knows this, right? There was a great doctor who worked in the Reagan administration on a commission that dealt with this. His name was Dr. Melvin Anschel. And he wrote a whole book about it. I was so horrified as I was reading it. And it talks about, you know, being exposed to these types of things as children, the fornication, you know, sexual relations outside of wedlock, that being exposed to this stuff early has lifelong consequences. This is something that's going to affect your marriage. It's going to affect your future family. And it really is catastrophic on the minds and the hearts of these young people. And yet today that is the norm, right? That is the norm among young people in America.
Yeah, it is amazing. We're talking with Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex, you have been covering digital currencies. And we're being told it's being rolled out now. I mean, they're not holding back, I think, because the Biden administration being in the position it is, and they see that their influence is waning, and there's a good possibility that he will not be reelected. And so the deep state and the World Economic Forum is doing everything they can to move with a sense of immediacy to take over our currency.
Yes, and digital currencies are being rolled out very rapidly. Some nations have already introduced them. In fact, a couple hundred miles, less than that, from where I'm sitting right now, Bahamas has already rolled out their new central bank digital currency. They call it the Sand Dollar. This is being coordinated by the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Joe Biden is 100% on board. In fact, March of 2022, he signed an executive order saying the U.S. government places the highest urgency on developing and deploying a central bank digital currency. The Federal Reserve is already running pilot programs and building out the architecture. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, the summer Davos that they just held in China a few months ago, they were talking about they're going to make these programmable so that you can't buy things that the government considers undesirable. They could put a time limit on how long you have to spend them.
Well, you know, we talked about infrastructure. I mean, whether it's the cartels, you got the deep state infrastructure, you got the CCP infrastructure, and we're not talking external anymore, Alex. This is within the United States. We know the CCP has captured elites. The likes of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi go down the list. Trevor Loudon has done extensive research. Over 100 United States representatives are card-carrying communists, and they bow their knee to the CCP. And, you know, it makes you wonder. I mean, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing allegiance to the United States to protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's like, well, what are they doing? Do they have, do they cross their finger with their odd hand or something? And they basically have given a false oath to the citizens of America.
Yeah, well, they have no honor, right? When a normal person puts his or her hand on the Bible and swears to do something, that is deadly serious. When people who hate God or wage war on God or reject God do that, they don't care. For them, they might as well put their hand on a, you know, a coloring book. For them, it makes no difference.
Well, we had a recent, I can't remember what she was appointed to, but she took her oath of office and put her hand on a book from Seuss.
Yeah, it's mocking us. It's it is just absolutely grotesque. And, you know, Saul Alinsky was kind of a pioneer of this on multiple fronts, right? For the one, he said, you know, that because the ends are good, you can use any means you want, whether that's lying, cheating, stealing, vote rigging. It doesn't matter. Because it's for helping the poor, it doesn't matter what we do. Then you combine that with this idea of ridiculing everyone and everything you oppose, and you get things like, hey, I'm going to put my hand on a Dr. Seuss book to mock Americans, to mock the Bible, and to mock truth. And again, this is going to end very badly if it's not turned around.
This report is sponsored by Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. More than 25 million U.S. adults suffer from insomnia or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. Sleep is widely seen as the third pillar of health after diet and exercise. QVIVIC, Dairy Direxant, 25 milligram or 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once-nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Hear from family nurse practitioner Wendy L. Wright.
Insomnia is the most common sleep disorder in the United States. QVIVIC is an FDA-approved, once-nightly medication clinically proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. QVIVIC works differently than other medications you may have taken in the past and is thought to target one of the biological causes of insomnia, overactive wake signals. In the clinical studies, adults who took QVIVIC every night reported sleeping better after 1 week, with measured improvements seen at months 1 and 3. My advice for people with trouble sleeping is to speak candidly with your healthcare provider about your experience to learn more about available treatment options and find out if taking QVIVIC would be the right option for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy, don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC, or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Leadership to take us down this road. This is why those three important words and why they don't want you to read, you know, the opening of the Declaration of Independence. We the people. And that is those most powerful three words in that Declaration of Independence. That is our manifesto, isn't it?
Yep. And, you know, it's just, and, you know, to add insult to injury, Bill, and we're seeing this already, they're now telling us that the very problems created by their lawlessness, by their big government, by their intervention in the economy, they're now blaming that on capitalism. I mean, it's like Hugo Chavez reincarnated, right? You got Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren saying, oh, the reason the economy is so bad is because evil, greedy capitalists are price gouging when you buy your gasoline or when you go to your local mom and pop grocery store. What a bunch of baloney. That's the exact same nonsense that Hugo Chavez and every other mass murdering Marxist said right before they started putting people in concentration camps. It's a lie. From the pit of hell, and anybody who knows the first thing about economics will be able to tell you, nope, the reason we became so rich and prosperous, the reason why even poor Americans had it better than the wealthiest people in the world even 150 years ago is because of the free market system, because of the economic liberty that was all rooted in those first principles that we discussed earlier.
Alex, why is it that the people do not get that what Joe Biden did on his first day of office in killing fossil fuels? That was the key domino that tripped up everything, that took us into this inflationary economic spiral dive that we've been in, you know, just bordering on recession. That was probably the single biggest thing, not to mention, you know, all the extra political payoffs and money that he dumped into the system to exacerbate the problem all the more. And even to the degree that shamefully he says, oh, the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
Right. That really, it was misnomered. It really didn't. Well, no kidding. We knew that from the get-go, didn't we?
We sure did, and we tried to sound the alarm about it. And unfortunately, the fake media was not interested in the truth. They were interested in selling this lipstick with pig on it for the Joe Biden administration. And, you know, that's the reality. I think Americans now understand, if you look at the polls, Americans don't believe the media anymore. But unfortunately, they don't know where to go to get the truth. So we have a situation where people just say, hey, what's the point of watching the media? There's no point. It's all lies anyway. But so they don't know where the truth lies. And that's what we really have to work on, is we have to reach your average common American where they're at. And we've got to bypass the media to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing, because if you look and believe the polling, they come up with numbers and you go, how? Well, how do you think that he's doing a good job? I mean, based on what?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, we got to assume that a lot of these polls are manipulations. They've got a lot of different ways. They try to manipulate the results. They oversample Democrats. They undersample Republicans. But, you know, we do have some contingent. I think the last poll I saw said that about one-fourth of Americans still have some trust in the media. Are these people living under a rock? I mean, do they have marmalade for brains? What in the way? How could you still trust the media after they've been caught lying so much, so, like, on everything?
Right.
But, you know, some people will never learn.
Well, that's why we like the old days. You know, we quoted the Old Testament. The Old Testament knew how to manage disinformation, right? It didn't last very long. If you were out there as a prophet spewing, you know, some stinking thinking and bad stuff, and it didn't happen, well, then you were eliminated pretty quick, because that let the other people who would be the purveyors of misinformation that you probably shouldn't do that. Maybe you should find another gig so that you can continue to live, right?
That's right. Yep. And, you know, we do need to restore some semblance of accountability, right? What about those 51 clowns from the intelligence community that told us that the Biden laptop was probably Russian disinformation? Who's going to hold these people accountable? They ought to be dragged into Congress right this moment, put under oath and say, what did you know? When did you know it? And who's going to be held accountable for this? When are they going to be fired, et cetera? And the media, of course, amplified that. The clowns at the social media companies suppressed that story. Why has there been no accountability? I mean, we can go back a little further. The injections. Oh, they're safe and effective. You're not going to get COVID if you take your. But they lied. They absolutely lied. And instead of going back and saying you lied, you need to be held responsible, we say, oh, let's just move on to the next issue.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, we have been lied to, and it takes a discerning people. And I think that we're getting to that point where more and more people are realizing who's lying. And these institutions, you know, you mentioned, look at what the FBI did. The FBI knew a year in advance that that Hunter laptop was legit, and they said nothing. And they participated in this cabal with the deep state, with, social media oligarchs, to give cover to Joe Biden so that he would be elected. So here we are. I mean, you've got anywhere from, let's just say in round numbers, Alex, 15% of those who said they voted for Joe Biden would not have voted for Joe Biden had they known that the Hunter laptop was legitimate and not Russian disinformation. Well, run the numbers. Run the numbers. There's no way that Joe Biden, even with all the shenanigans and manipulation that he did, which 62% of America says they don't believe in the outcome, but the government, and you understand, they got the result they wanted. So they're not going to deposit one dime into confirming whether or not the 2020 election was legitimate. But man, they'll sure spend millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to prove that January 6th was an insurrection, right?
Yep. Yep. And, of course, we know January 6th was a critical part of this whole operation, right? And we just got some new insight on that from the chief of Capitol Police in the interview with Tucker Carlson. The thing was crawling with federal operatives. So,
yeah, I think you had like 3-4 dozen federal operatives that were involved, right?
Yep. And we know you had Antifa operatives who were at the forefront of this, breaking windows. You had Trump supporters saying, no, don't do that. What are you doing? Why are you breaking stuff? Don't hit people. So this was an operation, and it was a critical operation. If you remember, there was a whole list of senators and congressmen who were going to challenge the fraud, who were going to say, let's kick this back to the states. Let's have a legitimate investigation. And when that happened, poof, it all disappeared, and the new narrative was, oh, my goodness, you're a Trump supporter, you're a dangerous terrorist extremist, and you need to be held accountable.
It took all the wind out of the sail for confirming whether or not
the election was stolen. And to this day, sadly, when you have so many people believing that it was, I mean, this is not the America that we want to live in, Alex. This isn't win-win for all concerned. And here we are going into 2024, and you've got all these indictments on Donald Trump, this suppression of the vote from a party that says, oh, you know, they're so concerned about suppressing the vote. And what they're doing and interfering with this election is just wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, it really is. And I think we're going to see a repeat in 2024 of what we saw in 2020 and 2022 unless drastic action is taken. And, you know, I think really there's a real valuable lesson here to be learned from what they're doing against Donald Trump and against his associates. We've got Republican states. We've got more Republican states than Democrat states. A lot of these crimes that are being perpetrated against the American people, there's an obvious nexus with Oklahoma, with Texas, with Montana, with Idaho. If some local yokel Manhattan prosecutor or Georgia prosecutor can start bringing down all these people for alleged crimes, where are the Republican prosecutors, the red states, going after the actual criminals who are actually perpetrating horrific crimes against our people and against our republic? They need to take a playbook from the left's handbook, except we can do it morally and with justification while they're doing it just lawlessly. So
you almost think it's inevitable, Alex, because something has got to give, because, you know, the thing is about bully, and they're bullies. Okay.
Oh, yes.
And we learned this our first day in school, right? In the sandbox of life is that if a bully came to you and if you kowtowed, forget it. You're going to be bullied and tormented for the rest of your educational life. So you learn real quick that you have to bully a bully. And this is, it's amazing to me how some of this has gotten lost in translation is that we must bully these bullies back. If not, we're, you know, they're having their way with us, and they're happy to do so.
Yep. And I think there's several reasons why this happens. For one, we have a lot of controlled opposition leaders, right? They figured out a long time ago that the best way to neutralize your opposition is to run it, to control it. So they, as soon as they see a movement growing and people are upset, they'll pop in some fake leader and say, oh, look, he's leading the parade. No, he's not. You just popped him in there. So we got to stop following the fake leaders that are being provided for us. We also need to understand, too, that, you know, there's a big misconception among conservatives. Well, if we just show that we have better ideas, if we just articulate our ideological position in terms that people can understand, everything's going to be fine. No, you're misunderstanding this, right? These people know they're doing evil. They're not misguided. You know, your ragamuffins in the street may not know, but at the higher levels, they know full well what they're doing. And finally, you know, the Apostle Paul expresses this very clearly in Ephesians 6. We're up against not just flesh and blood. Right? It's not just George Soros and Bill Gates and the rest of the clown car. We're talking about demonic forces from the pit of hell that fully intend to do you in. They hate God. They hate you. They hate your country. They hate family. They hate everything good. And we're in a spiritual war here, and you can't just rely on carnal weapons in a spiritual war.
We got about a minute left here, Alex, to your point. Look what happened to Germany. 10% controlled 90%, right? I'm going to let you summarize things. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. So we are in the struggle of our lives. Our civilization is at stake, our churches, our family, our country, our liberties. It's all on the line, but we don't have to let it fall, not on our watch. And so I hope you'll get involved, folks. Sign up for the New American. Go to my website, libertysentinel.org. You can get signed up for the newsletter. And, Bill, thank you so much for having me on the program. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate all that you do.
Alex, thank you. I appreciate you as well. Alex Newman, CEO of Liberty Sentinel Media and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Our thanks to Alex for coming on today. For more information and to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed and be a blessing to others. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.